The weekend and out of time. It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. Across the way from me, our latest guest entering the studio this morning, Bart Lovins, director of the Hardin County Schools Performing Arts Center, the PAC. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We are great. A little cloudy.
A little gloomy out there.
It's okay. The show must go on.
That's right, as always.
So, briefly, what is happening at the PAC? And then we'll talk about who you brought with you this morning.
Sure. Well, we are zeroing in on opening night for Disney's Beauty and the Beast. This would be the first musical that we've had in the fall for 2 years. The last one was Young Frankenstein. So it's been a while before we were able to open our season with the musical, and we're really excited. And we've kind of been in pre-production for this show for 2 years. So you're going to see 2 year culmination of creativity on stage.
That's a big show, too. There's a lot of moving parts,
a lot of cast members. Somebody's asked if this was the biggest thing we'd done, and I said, no. And 2 weeks later, yeah, this is the biggest thing we've ever done, yeah.
The sets alone, as I understand it, are going to be, you know, not taking anything away from the acting, the singing, the dancing, and the show. The sets are going to be super impressive from what I've been told.
Well, and we really lucked into a friend of ours up in Indiana, Troy Trinkle, designed these sets, and they are incredibly movable. So they are choreographed. They're dancing as much as the actors during the show.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Oh, just wait.
I'm very much looking forward to it. Actually, I already have some tickets for that.
Oh, good.
You brought with you a couple of guests this morning, a couple of actors. We've got Ethan Gross from Hardin County Schools Online Learning Academy and a Bardstown resident and actor, Joseph Mattingly. Welcome aboard, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Hi, good morning.
So let's talk to Ethan first. Ethan, what have we seen you in, and tell folks a little bit more about your acting experience.
Well, I have been in a lot of Disney productions, so like Mary Poppins, Frozen, Aladdin, some Addams Family. That's the main basics.
So what are you working on right now?
Beauty and the Beast.
What's your role in that?
I am Chip.
The Cup.
Yep.
Yeah, so what do you bring to a character that's a cup? I mean, how do you prepare for that role?
I mean, just bring out the inner child in you, because really it's just a little child just running around having fun. So it's really just being a child, like your lifelong dream to be a child, and yeah.
I think that sounds like it's going to be a good role for you. Ethan, tell us, you know, as far as the cast, do you have somebody that you enjoy working with in that? Because I mean, you've got young people, you've got older people, amateurs, professionals, students. Is there somebody that you really look forward to working with each time?
There is this one girl. She plays Madam, and she is really just really fun to talk to. We keep doing this little dance every time we sing. It's so hilarious. But she's just a really great friend. We've been talking a lot. It's really fun.
Theater does bring out all kinds of folks, and it gives you a chance to make lifelong friendships. Joseph Mattingly stepping up to the mic now. You just wrapped up a season of Foster, Stephen Foster's the musical, the story over in Bardstown, Kentucky's official outdoor theater production. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Oh, that was great. I love that community over there. They're really like a big family, and you know, doing the outdoor theater. The only thing about it is it gets pretty hot some weekends, but, you know, you get used to it somehow. It sounds funny, but yeah. But yeah, it was great. I love working with all of them. Johnny Warren is a great guy to work with. He's a great director. And, yeah.
The legacy of that show, of course, the depth and the heritage, and it goes back so far, but they keep it fresh. They change little things, and they update it, and they bring out more elements of Foster. What other acting experience had you had before you went into that?
I did a lot of youth theater over at Springfield Opera House growing up. Since I was 5 years old, my mom, you know, made me do the summer shows over there. And I've done that all the way till I graduated high school. And, you know, I've just been doing other stuff around. Like, I do Murder and Merriment up in Lexington at the castle. And that's all improv. So we have no script going in. You show up, they tell you who's the murderer 10 minutes before we start, and everyone just goes along with it. It's really fun. It's a dinner theater show.
That sounds like a good time. It really does. Yeah. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning. Back to Bart again. We've got a big, big, big season coming at the pack. And like you said, basically 2 years of getting ready for where we're at now. Poised, ready to launch. What do you got to offer us later on in the season as well?
Well, tickets for all of our pack season events are on sale now, and we really have something for just about everybody. After coming to see Ethan as Chip and Joseph as the Beast in Beauty and the Beast in September, we have Missoula Children's Theater. Our annual visit from them will be in October this year with Jungle Book. We have a brand new event to us, Tamara Stewart, and lest we forget, she takes the stories of veterans and turns them into songs. She's done the last couple of years at the State Theater, and they're moving over to our space now. Cracker in December, as always. We have a very interesting show we'll talk about probably down the road a little bit in January called By the Skin of Our Teeth by Thornton Wilder. And then we close out our season with Kentucky Shakespeare and Hamlet.
Big, big year. Big
year. Yeah.
Folks need more information, they want tickets, they want to follow along. How do they get that stuff?
You can find out all of that information on our website. I want to remind people that tickets are on sale now for Beauty and the Beast, which runs September 16th to the 25th. Both Friday performances are already sold out, so do not wait. Get those tickets now.
That's Bart Lovins, director of the Hardin County Schools Performing Arts Center, and we are Quixie 98.3.